Well, as we sit here on the late day, July 20th here in the state of Utah, as we're 8 days away from Camp Kyle beginning and 6 weeks to the day that the season begins, it's time for another Pac-12 preview for the University of Utah. We've knocked out Arizona. We've knocked out Stanford. We knocked out USC last week. So now we're getting into the teeth of the Pac-12 schedule. And on Saturday, October 21st at Rice-Eccles Stadium, the Arizona State Sun Devils will come to town. To be very honest, sitting here on July 20th, I'm not quite sure what to make of the Sun Devils this year. I'm sure by October 21st we'll have a better idea. Their play-by-play voice, Tim Healy, may be able to fill in a few more of those ASU gaps. Or, Tim, maybe you won't. Maybe you've got as many questions about the Devils as the rest of us do. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. How you doing?
Doing okay. Just counting down the days to football. What's on the docket? You guys are on about the same pace, I think, as Utah. You begin on that Thursday night, too, against New Mexico State, right?
Indeed, we do. Like you said, 6 weeks from tonight, Arizona State's first practice is coming up next Tuesday, July 25th. It's just hard to believe, but with the NCAA eliminating two-a-days and coaches not wanting to lose preseason practice time, everybody's starting a little bit earlier. And that is backing up the start of camp into the end of July. So it's upon us on a hurry. And as you said in the introduction, I do have quite a few questions. There are a lot of questions about this Arizona State team that is coming off two genuinely disappointing seasons after three successful seasons at the beginning of Coach Todd Graham's tenure at ASU. The Devils have gone 6-7 and 5-7 the last 2 years. And have played very poor defensively, particularly their pass defense, which has been the worst in the nation the last 2 years. And I guess adding to the uncertainty or to the level of or the amount of questions that you might raise about this team this year is the fact that Todd has dramatically remade his coaching staff in the offseason, adding five new assistant coaches, including two new coordinators, Billy Napier, who was on Nick Saban's staff at Alabama the last couple of years and also previously worked at Clemson, is now ASU's offensive coordinator. And defensively, Todd has handed the keys of the car over to Phil Bennett to be the defensive coordinator. Phil was the D coordinator at Baylor the last couple of years. He's been a defensive coordinator at 8 Division I schools and was the head coach at SMU from 2002 to 2007, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of schemes those fellas come up with, and that is going to be one of the interesting points, I think, in fall camp, as will yet another quarterback competition, as Manny Wilkins, last year's starter, is expected to battle it out with Alabama transfer Blake Barnett to see who will start at quarterback for the Sun Devils. Barnett actually started the season opener for the Crimson Tide last year, the game they beat USC down in Arlington, Texas. But Barnett was benched in that game and a few games later elected to transfer and is now a Sun Devil and likely will be competing with Manny Wilkins for the starting quarterback.
Well, Utah's got a former Alabama quarterback too, Cooper Bateman, who was also in the running last year and is a Salt Lake City native. He was down there for 3 years, didn't get a lot of playing time, so he's going to finish his career here. Not likely to battle for a starting position, but he certainly could be the number two guy. He's in the battle for the number two spot. So those Alabama quarterbacks, they've been on the move. I want to go back to something you were talking about on the coaching. He's reworked that coaching staff, but there's quite a bit of pressure on Todd Graham. They made some news. The athletic director didn't give him that rollover deal, so it sounds like I don't know if the seat is Arizona July hot, but it's certainly gotten warmer on Todd. Is that just back-to-back, less than what they expected seasons?
Yeah, probably. I'm a big fan of the TV show Seinfeld, and if people ask me, is he on his hot seat, I would use a Seinfeld line and say, no, Todd's sitting on his normal seat, but that normal seat probably has the pilot light ratcheted up underneath it just a little bit. The last two seasons have been tremendously disappointing. There's no question about it. And the thing is that there's nobody more disappointed on how the last two seasons unfolded than Coach Graham himself. And I think that if you examine his five-year body of work, there's no question that Todd Graham has been a great thing for Arizona State football. He's done a lot of really good things here on and off the field with his football program. But, you know, it is a results-oriented business, and the results have not been there the last 2 years. And I don't get involved in the game of putting a numerical value on, you know, like he has to win this many games or they have to go such and such a record in order to have him come back for a seventh season. But I think it's more a qualitative thing, you know, just the overall quality of play. And a big step forward in that vein would be improvement on the defensive side of the football. And, you know, the Sun Devils don't have to become what I would say Alabama good defensively, you know, Alabama being perhaps the best defensive program in the country. But if they could just be an average defense, I think they have some skill people and some potential firepower offensively to be a pretty good football team. But the key, I think, is going to be, can they get stops? Can they improve defensively?
I mean, yeah, you look at the scores last year. They gave up 68. They gave up 28. They gave up 41, 41, 20 points against UCLA, but 40, 37, 54, 49, 44, 56. I'm with you. We can't, in our position, always put the, you know, that's above our pay grade in some ways, saying a coach needs to go or needs to stay. But I think it's fair to say you want to see improvement both on defense and overall.
And people, it's easy to lock in, Bill, on the defensive issues that ASU had last year. But, you know, the other thing is that offensively, I think the two keys for the Sun Devils this year will be, number one, quarterback play. Which of those two fellas, whether it's Manny Wilkins, Blake Barnett, whoever's under center, if that guy can become a playmaker, that would be a huge plus. And secondly, their offensive line, I think, needs to step up, because last year they were very young. They had some injuries in that O-line. A lot of guys got battle-tested in their first full season of competition last year. And the Sun Devils struggled. Offensively, they did not rush for better than 4 yards per carry in any of their Pac-12 conference games last year, and they allowed the most quarterback sacks of any team in the Pac-12, and they were one of the worst in the nation. They gave up 41 sacks a year ago, 11 of them coming in that game against Utah last November. But on the other side of the coin, the Sun Devils a year ago also averaged over 33 points per game and threw the ball for nearly 260 yards a game, ranking among the top 40 in the NCAA. So they do have some firepower, but they need that offensive line to step up with an extra year's experience. And if they stay healthy, I think the Sun Devils have some good athletes and good talent in the O-line. They're three deep in scholarship players, and only their two centers will be leaving after this year. So it's a group that has a chance to, you know, come together and be here for the next couple of years. But if they can improve their performance level and if the quarterback play is good, I think they've got talent in the skill positions, and I think they have a chance to be pretty good offensively.
Talking to the play-by-play voice of the Arizona State Sun Devils, Tim Healy, with us here on the Bill Riley Show, previewing Sparky as Utah will play them on October 21st here. If I ask you today what you had to lean most heavily on is the strength of this Arizona State football team, what position group would it be?
Well, I would say offensively, I really like some of the talent they have at the skill positions. They have two senior veteran running backs in DeMario Richard and Kalen Balazs, who are back for their senior year. And DeMario Richard, their leading rusher, had a down year ago. He rushed for only 593 yards after rushing for over 1,100 the preceding season. But he was banged up a little bit, plus, again, the issues with the offensive line a year ago, I think, play into that number. And, of course, Kalen Balazs burst onto the scene, even though he had been here 3 years, with that 8-touchdown game against Texas Tech last September 10th that tied the NCAA single-game touchdown record. But when, by season's end, Kalen had only rushed for 536 yards total, though he was the Sun Devils' third-leading receiver out of the backfield a year ago. But with those two fellas, veteran, experienced, talented as your top two running backs, And then they have a couple of receivers, including a guy that you saw make, I thought, the Arizona State play of the year, N'Keal Harry, the freshman wide receiver, that amazing broken field touchdown run he had against Utah on what I think was supposed to be a flanker pass. N'Keal had an ASU freshman record, 58 receptions a year ago. He's just a freak athlete, and I think he has the potential to be one of the all-time great receivers in ASU history. And they have a couple of transfers, one from Texas, Ryan Newsom, and the other, who had a great spring, is from Oklahoma, a kid named John Humphrey at wide receiver. And I think Humphrey has a chance to really be a special player here. They also have a junior, Jalen Harvey, who I think is poised to have a breakout year as a junior this year at wide receiver. So they've got some talent in the skill positions. And defensively, they also have some talent in the front seven. They have a defensive lineman, JoJo Wicker, who was second-team All-Pac-12 a year ago, a veteran, and Tayshawn Smallwood, who was honorable mention All-Pac-12 the season before. Their devil backer, Karan Crump, is the leading returning quarterback sacker in the Pac-12. He had 9 a year ago. They have a senior linebacker, DJ Calhoun, who led the team in tackles last year, and another linebacker, Christian Sam, who missed all but one game a year ago because of a high ankle injury, and he's back healthy, and his return is going to be a huge plus for the defense as well. So they have some talent in the front seven, but they're going to be really young in the secondary, and they've already, as we've said, they've had major pass defense issues the last 2 years. But you know what? In some ways, the youth in the secondary doesn't bother me as much because they have recruited some pretty good young players for the secondary. Some of them are going to have to step up right away, and that's never a recipe for success when you're that young in the defensive backfield. But I think some of these kids have talent, and hopefully that talent shows through eventually as the course of the season unfolds.
Hey, before I let you go, give me your big picture view of the Pac-12 South.
I think USC is obviously the team to beat. I'm still hurting over their Rose Bowl win over my alma mater, the Penn State Nittany Lions, one of the all-time great games. But when you're on the losing end of an all-time great game, it doesn't salve the wounds very much. But USC, I don't know if they're back completely, but they look like they're the class of the South. If I was picking the division, I'd pick Utah second. I mean, they are just so rock-solid consistent. I'm a big fan of Coach Whittingham. He does a great job. Those teams are stout. They're tough, physical. And, you know, they'll be good. You just know they'll be good. How good, I'm not sure. But I would pick them second in the league. And after those two, Bill, to me, it's anybody's game. I really think Arizona State has a chance to be better than some people think if certain things fall their way. First and foremost, can they improve defensively? UCLA had a hugely disappointing season last year. You know, Josh Rosen's coming up on his third year quarterback and hasn't had an enormous amount of team success while he's been there. Colorado is good offensively, but they lose a lot on defense from their South Division championship team of a year ago. And Arizona, they look like they could struggle this year. So I think it's USC, Utah, and then almost whatever order you want to pick of those last four. But I think it has a chance to be a more competitive division than maybe some people think.
He is the play-by-play voice of the Arizona State Sun Devils and the Arizona Sports Broadcaster of the Year, Tim Healy. We'll see him and his crew here in Salt Lake City on October 21st. Always great catching up. Going to miss you in L.A. next week, but we'll talk soon.
Sounds good, Bill. Thanks.
Appreciate it. That's Tim Healy with us here on the Bill Riley Show. We continue on a Thursday, 6 weeks from football, and right here on ESPN 700.